Oregon Public Broadcasting has a great show called Think Out Loud. It's OPB's daily conversation covering news, politics, culture, and the arts. I had the great opportunity for a 20-minute chat on the show recently. My conversation with Dave Miller from January 6, 2026 is about access art, weird sensory changes I experienced after brain injury, and a tiny taste of Who Am I to Stop It, and how that film showcased a few of the deeper, darker concerns some people with brain injury have. And the very next day, as a perfect tie-in, the show featured Dr. Nikisha Knight-Coyle and Claire Madovan from the Oregon Brain Injury Resource Navigation Program that launched in 2025. Transcripts are available on the show pages, and the audio can be found on the OPB website and wherever you get your podcasts. I started having my weird sensory changes, among other things, in 2010. I started working in film accessibility in 2012. The documentary film launched on New Day Films in 2017. In early 2020, I joined lawyer David Krakke in Washington, D.C. to advocate for the Brain Injury Resource Navigation Program. I didn't get to any of those points alone, by hard work, grit, or pure luck. It was stepwise and with the guidance, support, and collaboration of a ton of people, including my fellow members on the Oregon Brain Injury Council. And now that the Resource Navigation Program has successfully launched, my hope is that everyone who calls the line will also get that feeling of support and collaboration, and they'll get connected to resources and to people who can help meet their needs. Please check out the segments, especially about the Brain Injury Resource Navigation Program. Spread the word about it if you're in Oregon or if you're in another state that has such a fine program.